And that sets up all the rest of the plot. Because the entire rest of the plot of the Silmarillion are the elves trying to get the Silmarils back from Morgoth, even though he's a godlike being and they're just a bunch of elves. And this project is doomed to failure from the moment it starts. And yet the elves do it anyway, because they've sworn an oath that they're going to get these jewels back. And this estranges the elves from the Valar, which is a really important plot point, because if it was just gods against godlike figure, there would be a chance. But instead, it's a bunch of elves who can't get the help of the gods until the very end against Morgoth. Tolkien was also very interested in the idea of the fall. The fall of the angels when Lucifer is thrown out of heaven, and the fall of man, which happens from eating the apple in the Garden of Eden, and any other kind of fall where an idyllic, paradisical sense of time is ruined by people disobeying. So he has a fall for the elves also. When the elves are rushing off to get their Silmarils back, they want to go back to Middle-earth, the Valar tell them, not so fast, don't go, and a group of the elves, led by Fëanor, kills another group of elves and steals their ships. And this kinslaying is kind of the original sin of the elves, because they can never undo that, because they've murdered other elves at this point. So the elves go back to Middle-earth to fight this fruitless war. And that's the large story arc of the Silmarillion. There's lots of sub-stories. We're not going to go into most of them. Many of them are very good and powerful. But there are three major stories that make up the Silmarillion. The first is the tale of Beren and Lúthien, which was Tolkien's most important myth. The second is the tale of Túrin, which Tolkien had originally written in that long poem of alliterative lines, The Lay of the Children of Húrin. And finally, there's the story of Arendil. And Arendil might be the earliest piece of the entire mythology. It was inspired by a line in Anglo-Saxon, which is, Eala Arendil, Engla Bergdost, which means Hail Arendil, the brightest of angels. And Tolkien wanted to find out why there was an angel named Arendil, and he traced it all through mythology. He didn't like the mythology that he found, which involves Thor snapping off someone's frozen toe and throwing it up into the sky to become a star. He wanted Arendil to be something a lot more important than that, and so he makes up a new story, which we'll get to in just a second. I want to start with Beren and Lúthien, because the story of Beren and Lúthien, which does show up in The Lord of the Rings and actually drives a big part of the plot of The Lord of the Rings, introduces several of Tolkien's most powerful themes. The first of these is love between an elf and a mortal man, which brings in the theme of immortality. Lúthien is the daughter of Thingol, the king of the elves, and Melian, an angelic being. So she's already half elf and half something even better than elves. Beren is just an ordinary man, a great hero, but an ordinary man. And they meet and fall in love. And Tolkien took this myth to heart. Although he never called his wife Edith Lúthien as any kind of a pet name, on their two gravestones he had engraved Beren and Lúthien. That's how important this mythology of a mortal who falls in love with an elf was to him.